Good morning, everyone. Nice to have you here. I hope you slept well.
Yeah.
A little better than me. Let's start with a prayer. Father, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can start this day with your word. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts through your word, so that we might not only hear it and forget it later, for that it will bring real change in us. We ask you to lead us and guide us through your word. Amen. We all have one or more situations in which we stand before God in prayer, waiting for him to take actions in our situation. And there I would like to shed a little light with you about the story in the Bible of Zachariah and Elizabeth. It's written in Luke chapter 1, verse 13 to 20. Before that, I would like to give you a short summary of what it is all about. It's about the married couple, Zachariah and Elizabeth. And the Bible tells us that they live according to God's commandment, and they are very God-fearing people. They belong to a respected class, a priest class. But they too have a situation or a problem which they want to be seen changed by God. Elizabeth can't get pregnant, and like all of us, both go to God with this intention, praying that God might bless them with a child. They have been praying for a very long time, because we learn later in verses 18 that they both are getting on in years now. We also have to pray sometimes for a very long time for our intentions, and we pray fervently, we pray and fasten even for it, hoping and trusting that God will change our situation for us. And time passes by, and like the situation of Zachariah and Elizabeth, they prayed and wait for years now, and nothing happens. Hope fades with time. He gets tired and exhausted by praying and hoping. His worst case gets closer and closer. Maybe also he passed through times of fear and frustration. And at this point, God comes to in his situation. He was doing his services in the temple when he's visited by an angel. And then we'll read now from verse 13 on, beginning. The angel speaks to him. "Don't be afraid, Zachariah, for your prayers is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will feel joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord." This is exactly the good news for Zachariah. The angel describes his emotion, namely he will be very glad and rejoicing on that day. And that's actually what is also going to happen with us when God blesses us. He will change our emotional situation for us. Then the angel continues describing what kind of life John will live. For in fact, John is not only a child of desire for Elizabeth and her husband, he's also very important for the whole people of Israel, because he's going to prepare the hearts of the people for our coming Lord Jesus Christ. So, all in all, it's a very, very important and happy message for Zachariah. So now let's see how Zacharias' reaction was when the angel brought him this good news. Let's read in verses 18. And Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." So this answer confirms us the situation on the spiritual inner condition of Zachariah. Tired of praying and waiting, exhausted, he is not able to recognize what God is about to do in his life now. And my question to us is, on what foot will God catch us with our miracle we are praying for? I can identify myself with Zachariah because currently my family and I are living through a similar situation. It's not about having children. We are blessed with many children by God. But we are living in a house where the owner wants to come and live with his children in his house again. And he asked us to look for a new home. And we are in Munich. And if you are in a similar situation, you can imagine how impossible that might seem to be. Yeah, the prices are very high. And with four children, looking for a new home is a very, very, it takes a wonder of God for us to come to a point. So in this situation, it's not very easy for me hoping and trusting and praying. But the message of Zachariah and Elizabeth gives me hope, because I know finally God will take the victory in our life. So my question again, where will you stand when God meets you with his miracle? And does it matter at all? For the first, I said no, because Zachariah's inner condition doesn't prevent God from blessing him when he sees the time has come. And we can claim this also for us. It will be the same with us. But it's important for us personally, with which spiritual experiences will stand before God, equipped for the next concerns we are asking for in prayer. Zachariah gets his wonder and miracle, but he remains silent till he sees everything realized. After the birth of John, in verses 67, he pronounced a praise filled with the Holy Spirit. You can read about that later. Actually, while I was preparing this speech, I asked myself, does this prayer not belong right after the announcement of the angel? And that's exactly the point. Do I expect in future the reaction and the action of God when almost things are too late? Or can I experience his actions in the state of hope? Let us pray for the second, that this will be the case with us. That we would train in faith and draw hope and trust for waiting times to come, where we stand God asking him to influence our circumstances and situation positively for us. Hallelujah. For otherwise, we will not be able to recognize God's action or even enjoy it in anticipation like it was with Zachariah when he remained in resignation. At this time, it's not easy for us. And I draw hope in a song we sang some Sundays ago. in our worshiping time, when we are calling the several meaning of God's name. Yeah, which means Yahweh, Rapha, Elohim, Shaddai, Adonai, Jireh, meaning that God will lead us, restore us, heal us. He is our provider. He is the Almighty God. For Him is nothing impossible. He is a creator. He will make a way where we are not seeing any ways now. He is Jireh, and He is the Lord above everything. He has everything under control. And that's what I am speaking several times in my situation when, yeah, my hope is down now. So finally, I would like to pray with you a psalm. That is Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were all like dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things from us. The Lord has done great things for us, and we were glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the stream in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubt come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Hallelujah. Yes, and that's my hope for us for this day. I'll close up with a prayer. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for these encouraging words. You know about all situations and circumstances. We bring everything before your throne. We don't want to go out here and take everything like a heavy baggage with us again. You promise us to take care of all our needs, and we believe in you, for you are faithful. Jesus, we thank you for everything you are doing for us. You know our hearts, our tears, and as the psalm says, you will fill our hearts with joy and our mouths with laughter again. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us through this day. You know everything we need: comfort, patience, hope, faith, strength. All this we can find in you and much more. For that we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.